Kum len lablat gemara. We're in Daf Kuf Chav Dalad Amid Aleph, and we're all hoping and praying that Chusav are learning here every day that this pandemic should come to an end, mamish, straight away. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. Kol hakelim. We're still talking about the laws of Muktzah, and we had mainly focusing on two different categories so far. On kli shemalachte leheter, on a utensil which is primary uses for something permissible, like cutlery, and kli shemalachte leiser, which is like a hammer dedicated keli for something which is aser. And we said that a kli malachte leheter generally allowed to use for any purpose, not just for your own benefit, but even for the benefit of the keli, except according to Rav Nechemya. We said the only thing you can use it for is for its main use, but if you want to move it from the sun to the shade, you're not allowed to, but we hold you are. And then by kli shemalachta leiser, we hold that not only can you move it, if let's say the gufa, if you need it for, let's say, as a paperweight, a permitted use is all right, even though that's not generally what it's used for, but we had a machlekes, what about tzarech mekoymei? And Rava paskins that even tzarech mekoymei, that means you need the space where it's sitting, you're allowed to move it, but for its own good, for the benefit of the keli, that you're not allowed to do. Then we had a mukta machmas sarn kis, which is much tougher. Now, you're generally not going to use it for any other purpose other than its dedicated purpose. Then you cannot use it as a paperweight. Then we learned a few days ago that this is all provided as kli, it's a utensil. But if it's just a mukta machmas gufa, that it's not a utensil like rocks and dirt and all that, then you cannot move it even for its space or even for its, for as a paperweight. But we also learned that tiltum and atzad, we had an argument if you move it, but not the normal way, like you move it with your elbow or something, and you move it, you lift one thing up and that falls down, and then lift something falls down, that we had a machlekes, so that's all right or not. So now the Mishnah says, kol hakelim, all the utensils, nitolin, can be moved, letzadich, we need it for your purpose, ushalev, even if it's not for a purpose. Now, obviously, it has to be some purpose. So what do you mean by not for a purpose? The mother will explain. Different opinions. Rav Nechemya is this Rav Nechemya now we're being introduced to. Ein niton ela letzedech. You can only move it for its purpose and for a purpose. And we're not sure if we're talking about a kli shemalachta leheter, kli shemalachta leiser. The Gemara will explain. My letzedech or my shalei letzedech. What does it mean for something that's necessary or not necessary? Amar Rav Zadaba. Letzedech means dover shemalachta leheter. We're talking about a cutlery or something which is for a permitted use. So therefore, letzedech means letzedech gufa. Even that, you're allowed to use it if, let's say, you want to use a kli shemalachta leheter, you're allowed to use it for its purpose. Whether let's say a paperweight and shalei letzedech dover shemalachta leheter. If it's letzedech, then if it's a dover shemalachta leheter, if it's something which is leheter letzedech gufa. And you need it for itself, and let's say you need the space or something, and shalei letzedech, whether you need it for not dover shemalachta leheter letzedech mekayme but dover shemalachta leiser letzedech gufa even letzedech mekayme loy. So when it comes to dover shemalachta leheter, it doesn't make a difference letzedech or not letzedech, even if you don't need it. But dover shemalachta leiser, if it's let's say a hammer, the only time you can move it is if it's letzedech gufa. You're going to use it, for example, as a paperweight or crack nuts. But if, let's say, you don't need the hammer itself, you just want the space, Rabbah holds that Tzorech Mekoymei is inferior to Tzorech Gufay. Because Tzorech Mekoymei means you don't really need the item itself. You need the space that's occupying. So therefore, that's a lesser degree, and that is not excusable if it's a hammer. That's what he holds. But also, Rav Nechemya, this is how he explains the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama limiting, so Dover Shemalach Lehet, you can use whatever you want. Dover Shemalach Lisa, you can only use if it's a Tzorech Gufay. Comes along Rav Nechemya and says, Afilu Dover Shemalach Lehet, only Tzorech Gufay, only if you're going to use it for its main purpose. But if you want to, if it's taking up space and you want to move it, even though it's a fork, but you don't need the fork itself, you want to move the space, that you cannot do. Amalei Rava says to me, Letzedech Mekoymei Shalei Letzedech Rishlei. In other words, you think that you understood that Tzorech Gufa means you need the item itself. I'm learning Tzorech Gufa means I need the item for me. It's all about me. And therefore, if it's all about me, it doesn't make much of a difference if I need the item to use it directly for me, or I need the item, the space that the item is occupying for directly for me, because it's all about me, not about the item. And therefore Rava says, Elam Rava, Letzayrich, so what does Letzayrich mean? So it depends. Davar Shemalachtel Hetzer, if we're describing a spoon or a fork, something which is primarily used something mutter, then Bein Letzayrich Gufay, Bein Letzayrich Mekaymay is all right. Shalei Letzayrich, when we say a Davar Shemalachtel Hetzer, even if it's not necessary, you're allowed to move it, means that Filu Mecham Letzel, I don't have benefit from it, but the item itself has benefit from it, it's all right, from the sun to the shade. What about Dovah Shemalach Talisa? Only Litzayr Gufa Litzayr Mekayme in, if I need it or the space, of Mechama Litzayr Lev, not from the sun to the shade. Also, Ram Nechemi argues and says, I feel Dovah Shemalach Talisa, even something which is permitted, Litzayr Gufa Litzayr Mekayme in, only if you need the spoon itself for its main purpose, or the space where it is, Mechama Litzayr Lev. But even a spoon, if you want to move it to benefit the spoon, you're not allowed to. Yosef, Rab Safra, Rab Acha, Rab Huna, Rab Huna, Rab Chanina, these three, Amorayim were sitting, the Yasi, Yukami, they were speaking between themselves, and they said, according to Rabbah, who says, that a Tzoydich, if something's a Malach Til Heter, you can only move it, Letzoydich Gufa, if you need the item itself, like a fork, if you want to eat with it, but if you need the space where the item is sitting, you can, so tell me. So, Elibra, Rab Chemia, that's how we understood Rab Chemia, he's Hani Kaidas Heichim Metalfon. After you finish eating, how can you remove a dirty plate? Because you're removing it to make space for the next plate. So l'chayda, according to Nechemi, you cannot move it unless you want to use the plate to eat from it. And Amalu, Rab Safra said, Midi dahu agor of shorei. This is like what we learned before. There's a special extenuating circumstance. If you have this clay shard that is, or a utensil that is dedicated for excrement, that's mias, and therefore on your Shabbos, you got to take it out. This is also mias of plates. The plates after the finished eating is mias, and therefore leaving it on the table is like a grof shel rei, and you got to move it away. Omle by the Rabba, Abaye said, the Rabba, he said to his teacher directly, instead of these three Amarim discussing with themselves, Abaye asked the question directly to Rabba, Lemar, according to you, Alibra Nechemiahani, Kaidas Eva Talton, how do you move these plates? Omle, he said to him, Taka Rab Safra. So he said, Rabba quoted one of these Amarim who was sitting there, Safra, who gave the answer. Chavri, my friend, Targum, Midi, the Havia Groshale, he heard that a plate is just like a Groshale. Eisri Abaye Rava, Abaye asked Rava a question. We already had this price or twice. Meducha, this mortar, which is a kli shemalach talisa, is made for crushing. Im yesh bo shayim, if there's a garlic attached to it, metalton, they say, let him move it for the garlic. It sounds like you cannot move it for any other purpose. And you just, Rava, said that a kli shemalach talisa, you can move it, let's say, the gufa, you can even move it, let's say, the mekayme, for its space. Why do you need garlic on it? So he answers, we gave different answers before. Now we're giving a new answer. Before we said it might, you know, so we said, if you said before, the author might be Nechemia. Now he says, Hochamai skin, you know what we're talking about here? Mechama Litzel. We're talking about over here that you're not moving it for your benefit, you're moving it for the benefit of the mortar, that you're not allowed to do unless there's some garlic there attached. Aesway, the next question we learned before as well, the Shavi, everyone agrees. Shem Kitza, Besham, Basil both agree that regarding this pestle, which they use to cut up meat on Yom Tov, whether they're allowed to or not, but they all agree once you finish cutting up the meat on Yom Tov on it, Shem Kitza, Velabasa, Shasatat, you no longer move it. You can no longer move it. Why not? It's a cliche, malach talisa, but you should be able to move it for permitted uses, for let's say for space. Hachanami mechamal letzel. We're talking about you want to move it for its benefit. What did we learn? Ein soim chines haketeda. You shouldn't support a pot bebikas on a piece of wood. Vechein bedelus or door. You shouldn't support a door with a piece of wood on yom tov. This piece of wood on Yom Tov is heter because you're allowed to start a fire. You're allowed to have a fire on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to use these logs on Yom Tov. That looks like Shabbos. The be Yom Tov Dovah Shalach Tel Heter, which considers Dovah Shalach Tel Heter. Alma Dovah Shalach Tel Heter. So what do we see from here? It says that you're not allowed to use that wood to support a pot that, let's say, is a little bit lopsided. Lechayda, why not? If it's a Dovah Shalach Tel Heter, even though I'm not, yeah, why can't I use it? You said before that you can use it for any purpose. And here you're not allowed to even use it for permitted use to support a pot. So surely you're not allowed to move it for space. Says the Gemara, you know, you're allowed to move it for its main use, which is firewood, but you want to use it for any other purpose, like using it to support a door, you're not allowed to. Kasha on everybody. My time, you know why it's forbidden? We make a gzeder. On Shabbos, this wood is muktzah. So you couldn't move the wood. So we decided on Yom Tov also you shouldn't move the wood. Even the Shabbos, Dovah Shalach Leisu, on Shabbos it's also because it's muktzah, you can't make the fire. Is gzeder Yom Tov at the Shabbos. So we decree Yom Tov at the Shabbos. Says the Gemara, V'chitema, Shabbos, Gufa, Tishrei, why should it be us on Shabbos? So what if it's a mukta? It's a kli shemalachtel ilcheda, it's a malachtel lisa. But we said before, if you're using it for a benefit, a permitted use, it's all right. So why couldn't he take a log on Shabbos and use it to support a door or support a vessel? That was a bit lopsided. So Adovish malachtel lisa, let's say the Gufa, Tishrei, Gufa, he said before you're allowed to. So the Gemara introduces it, Hani mili hechadika toitis kilov, it has to have the status of a vessel. Heicha the leka toidus kliyala, but if it doesn't have a vessel, it's muktzah machmas gufi. A flat piece of wood is not a vessel; has no receptacle. Lay. Then it's even say the gufa say mekayim it is forbidden. So the Gemara right now premises that if it's also on Shabbos, will also be geizer on Yom Tov, even though it technically should be permitted. That's why this wood, even though it's malachta lehetzer, but on Shabbos is also. So therefore, we can ask on Yom Tov. So Gemara says that principle correct. Do we decree because something is asr on Shabbos, it should be asr on Yom Tov? But now we learned on Yom Tov, let's say you have fruits that are spread all over your roof to dry, and then you saw the rain, there's an onset of rain, and you want to take it down, but these pears sort of in a way are muksa because you plan to leave it there for a while. You want it to dry. So you weren't planning to eat it for the Shabbos. What you do is mashilin pears that are harubi, you drop all the fruits through the skylight, binyamtiv, because it's not a big bother, you just throw it off the skylight. You don't go up and down the stairs the whole time. And they fall down on their own. Binyamtiv avalei Shabbos. But on Shabbos you're not to do because they're muksa. Now, Lechayda, you just said before, whatever's us on Shabbos, us on Yom Tov. So the Gemara has back. You can tell me, we don't say that something us on Shabbos, we should also be machmer Yom Tov. But now we learn, ain't been Yom Tov the Shabbos, there's no difference in Yom Tov Shabbos. El Echol Shabbat, the only thing permitted is eating food, to do with food. Everything else, whatever's us on Shabbos, us on Yom Tov. So do make this coming Zayda. What are you talking about? That's not a problem. The din of Mashilin, which we make a distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and the other Mishnah in Megillah, which says, Ain ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, is not a stid at all. Why isn't it a stid at all? We'll have this Mishnah later as well. Because we could say it's two different Tanoim. Har Rabbi Lezer, Har Rabbi Shua. Which Rabbi Lezer Shua? The one we actually talked about before. The Tanya we learned. In other words, the question is, if there's a loss of money, are we going to allow you to do it on Yom Tov, even though it's Asr Shabbos or not? So we had a machlekes. What happens if two, you're not allowed to shecht an oysus, you're not allowed to shecht a mother animal and its offspring. They both fell into a pit. You're only on them, and the muktzah, unless you can shecht it, you can only shecht one animal. So what do? And if you leave that animal, it might be a monetary loss. So we learned that Tanya oysus benoish enough for the boy. Rabbi Lezer says, Miles Rishon, and I'll show you the first one take out in order to shecht it, and muktzah, and shecht it, shecht it. Vasheni, you have to leave the oisle panosim and koyme b'shvishalayim and do your best efforts so they shouldn't die. So we see that, but he doesn't allow you because of a loss to do anything on Yom Tov. So he's the one who says that there's no difference Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we make a gzera. And Rabbi Shimon says, "Ma'ilus adishna al shechtei." First, you bring up the first one, thinking you're going to shechtei. Then, but the ain't a shechtei. Umarim, and then you trick and you say, "Well, maybe it's the second one." Umalus hasheni, you want, you bring up the second one. Then you choose. So lechayda means what? Because of monetary loss, we make special excuses here that you can go and save it. So therefore, also for the fruits, we allow you on Yom Tov to drop the fruits because of the monetary loss. We'll be a bit more lenient. So we see the lechayda and machlekes if Yom Tov has all the same rules as Shabbos, or when there's a monetary loss, we are more lenient with Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, who said you can equate the two? Memai, how do you know? Dilma, first of all, before the Gemara, we learned the whole argument regarding harama. Do we do tricks or we don't do tricks? Also, Dilma ad kam lo kam lo lo, you know what Rabbi Lez over there says, that leave you have an option. You don't necessarily have to bring it up. There's another alternative. Bring the food down to the animal there and it could survive till Mitzvah Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not really a monetary loss. That's why he says, leave it there. Let's say the fruit's on the roof or the rain comes, will ruin it. But maybe he's made to drop it through the ceiling. Loi. Maybe he'll be lenient. Inami, I could say it the other way around. At Kan Lekam Rabbi Shua, I wonder why he's leaning over the Efshe Barama. There's an easy trick. You could say, well, maybe the other animal's better than this one. You don't have the possibility to do this trick. Loi, maybe he doesn't allow you out openly to take the fruits and bring it down. Elamara Papa, the Papa says, like Kasha, how come one place says that there's no difference Shabbos and Yom Tov? That means they have all the same areas. One place says we're lenient. Ha Beishamai, Ha Beisil. This is the argument of Beishamai Sil. What's going on here? Tanam Beishamai, Beishamai says, Ain mitzian es hakotn. Even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, but unnecessary carrying, in, I don't allow you. Because it could be treat Yom Tov like Shabbos. The only thing that we permit you on Yom Tov is if you're carrying for the sake of eating. So you're not allowed to carry a child. There's a lulav, you're not allowed to carry a lulav to shul, even though you need it, but it's not for food.
And Basil Matidin. Basil says it's, you're allowed to. So Bishamai holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov are very similar. Only difference is Oichel Nefesh. And Basil is much more lenient on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. Say more again. Eimer Dishamai Bishamai. Or you know, Bishamai is strict when it comes to Yom Tov. Hoitza, when it comes to carrying. Because it's an Issa in the Torah. But Tiltul, when it comes to, let's say, Muktzah, which is the case of the fruits on the and the house, and you want to say according to Bishamai, now I'll drop it through the window. Who said skylight? Mishamitlu. Maybe Muktzah is only the Rabban, maybe he's lenient. Says the Gemara, this is the Ravid's proof. I told you yesterday there were four reasons for Muktzah, and the Rambam gives three, and the Ravid, the Rambam says main reason is because if you're going to allow you to touch the Muktzah, you might actually use that device for the Malachath also to it. The Ravid said that the main purpose of Muktzah is, the Issa of Muktzah is because you might carry it outside. It's right here, the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'tutl gufe, muktzah itself, lav mishum hatzohi, isn't it an extension of the malach of carrying? In other words, why is muktzah asa? Because you might end up carrying it, which is like the rabbit. So then I'm obviously had a different shot here. V'af, so then my Gemara continues. V'af, rav, savim, so no, we haven't reconciled that. V'af, rav, savlah, rav, rav also agrees with rav, that a klishim alach tel isa, not only you can use it l'tzayrach gufa, you can even use it l'tzayrach mekaymai. The space that it occupies, you can move it as well. How do we know rav paskal? Given omar, rav mar, shalai yignaiv, zehu, tutl, shalai l'tzayrach. Because he said that the shovel or something you shouldn't steal, because that's a tutl that you don't need. V'asa, in other words, you want to move it that it shouldn't be stolen from where it is. In other words, you're doing it to benefit the actual utensil. You're not doing it to benefit you. You're doing it to benefit the utensil. It shouldn't get stolen. Just like we learned before, you're taking it out of the sun into the shade. And a dovah shem lach lisa, that's forbidden. But us, it's usr. Time, the whole reason is shalai yignav. The only reason why it's usr is because you don't want to steal it. Avo l'tzayda gufa, l'tzayda mekaymai. But if you're doing it, let's say the gufa, let's say the mekaymai mutter. If you're doing it in order to benefit it, if you want to use it for permitted use, or you're doing it because you need to occupy space, it is permitted. So the Gemara, it's not so. But Rav Kahana, ikla levei Rav. Rav Kahana once came to the house of Rav. V'omar, Rav said, "Aisele shusa leKahana. I want you to put out like a net before Kahana there that he can sit on. Leisa v'le to move it. Now, the net itself is muktza, but I want you to put it." For him to sit on it. Lav lememra. No, I want him to use it. To use it. Sounds like what he's saying here is, why does he have to give the reason I want him to sit on it? Isn't he trying to say that that's the only way you can move a klish or melach to leisit is if it's the tzayda gufa, you want to use it for permitted use, you want to sit on it. But if you only wanted the space, it wouldn't have been permitted. Otherwise, you wouldn't elaborate, just say, put it there. Why do you have to add the words leisivala in order to sit? Lav lememra, dovashim lachli, something which is, has a primary use which is forbidden. Lutzayda gufi, and only if you want to use it, permitted use is alright. But just the space is not enough. Sagmar norai, hachim lufaket. What he said to them, shkulu shusa mekamekana, take the net away from kahana, because he'd rather sit without it. And we need the space. So on the contrary, or he was saying here that he's not really trying to help Rav Kahana. He was trying to protect the this net, and he said, "Take it out of the sun because it's getting ruined." Because if he wouldn't have added the words that you would have thought that you're allowed to move something from the sun to the shade. It looked like he was trying to save or to somehow or another to assist to help out this particular net. So therefore, he had to say, "No, the reason why we're moving it is because I want to use it as a seat." Not so you don't think I'm doing it mechamel itself. Now, what about Rochel Havlahi Beisad Yusser? He had over here these linen b'shimshur and his cushions made out of a certain material, out of linen, and it was out in the sun. Asla kam the Rabbi went to Rav Amalei Ma'ulat Tuli. I want to take it out of the sun. It's getting ruined. Amalei Shadi, you're allowed to. Why? Because the Dovashim Lach Tel Heter. Then you're allowed to even do it to protect the item itself. So he said to him, "I don't really need it. Isla Achrin, I have others." So Rav said, "But Chazil Aruchin." You could have guests there, so therefore you still need it. Eastly Namurk have plenty of enough for my guest. Amale Galisa Daitach, it's quite obvious you're trying to find a reason to ask it. The Karabas with Hola Graba that says that you're not allowed to move from sun to shade even a Dovashim Alachte Leheted, even a Klish Malach Leheted, if it's just to protect the Kli, you're not allowed to. So therefore the Kuli Alma Shadi Dachasa, everyone else is permitted, but for you it's us, because since you paskin like him, so what do you want me to do? You have to follow the way you paskin. If you have a broom that is, let's say, the cleaner, these small brooms that clean a tablecloth, is made out of material, which is a malachta shel heter mutl talkum b'shabbos b'shabbos avos tamra, but if made out of, let's say, out of dates, another proper broom. In the olden days, you're not allowed to sweep floors because the floor, the dirt floors, and we're scared if you sweep it, you're going to level the floor. And even though Dovshem is kavna psikreisha, but so the, a broom made out of a proper broom is mukta, so you're not allowed to move it. Lezer, I mean, avshel tamra. You also let him move that kind of broom made out of palms and all that. Now, what are we talking about? You're moving it because you want to use it for permitted use of the space. And Rav will say that the tamra you shouldn't use. Rabbi Loza says you could, but Rav says you shouldn't. Why not? Rav holds that Gufa Zemekami can be allowed to. But Rav Karabasvila, you just say you're allowed to. They're arguing you're allowed to take it out of the sun to the shade. So, Rabbi Loza. Afshal Tamra. So Rabbi Lozer should say Afshal Tamra. Rabbi Lozer would hold in this case you're allowed to. So Moshe, you're right. La'ol le'mechama le'tzel. And Ema say v'chein omer Rabbi Lozer. Nobody argued. Everyone holds that if it's a klish of lach talisa, you're not allowed to move it for its own benefit. Okay. Next mission. Continuing the laws of Muksa, kol hakelim hanitolim b'Shabbos, any vessel which in the beginning of Shabbos you're permitted to move, shivrei, and if they broke, and we don't know yet if they broke before Shabbos or on Shabbos, nitolim nimon, they can be taken, ubavachi, oisim me'ein malach, as long as you can still do some kind of work with it. It's still the definition of a kli. Doesn't necessarily have to be the original kind of work, but something. Shivrei areiva, broken parts of a kneading board, lechasis by the piachavis. Give an example: if it's broken, but you can still use it for something else to cover a barrel. Shivrei chuch, a broken piece of glass, lechasis by the piach. Maybe you can cover a jug. You can cover a jug, so it has some kind of purpose. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not good enough. Bilvad sheyiu oisim me'ein malachta, it has to continue being used for something similar to its original purpose. For example, shivrei areiva of a kneading board, lotzik v'toichen mikveh. If you want to pour into it porridge, which is very very thick, which is almost like dough, so therefore it's all right. V'shechuch a glass, lotzik v'toichen shemen, to pour a little bit of the, let's say before it was a jug to pour oil. If this glass has a little cavity that you can put a little bit of oil in there, then it's still a kavi. Which means a keli, if it's not a keli, it's muksa. If it's a keli, you can still move it around. So we have two ways of learning pshat in the Mishnah. Here's the first version. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Name Shmuel. Machleik is this a time? Machleik is it shenish brew me'erev Shabbos a broken Friday? The Marsava, the Tanakama holds me'ein melachton in me'ein melachas. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda holds only if it continues the original work, but if it's a different melach, you're not allowed to move it. Marsava, Tanakama holds a filu me'ein melachacheres, even if you can do any form of work, it's a little keli." Avon nishburu b'Shabbos, but if a broken Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, it was all right. Then divrei hakam mutarin, everyone holds it permitted. Hoyil umuchanin al gabe avim mutar. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was part of a keli that was permitted. So even though it broke on Shabbos, then everyone holds it's mutar the rest of Shabbos. So the Gemara, is that so? Moser Rabbi Zutroy has a question. It says masikin bekelim ladim. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to throw in kelim into the fire to burn because it's not mukta. The ein masikin b'shivri kelim, do not put in broken pieces of broken or fragments of a keli into the fire to burn on Yom Tov. Now let's understand because it's mukta. The nishbur ein, when did it break? Elaim with the nishbur Yom Tov. If it broke out of Yom Tov, that means it was no longer a keli. So what was its purpose then? To be firewood. So eitzim ba'amun is just like any other piece of wood. Why should it be mukta? El lava must have broken, be yamtu v'ktani, yet it says, there's one opinion that you're not allowed to use this muksa, it's still muksa, even though at the beginning of yamtu, if it was a keli, ktani, masikim, became allowed to use whole kelim to throw in the fire, be ain masikim, be shivri kelim, not broken kelim. Eli, eat mar hachit, you want to learn this, how you learn. Amar avyudam shmuel, machleike shenishburu b'shabbos, the machleike is a broken Shabbos. Excuse me. Forget. It broke on Shabbos. We have a machlekes. Does it could it do any form of work be called a keli, or does it have to continue its original work? Ma'asava muchenhu, ma'asava Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not. You cannot use it for a new purpose because it's noiludu. He holds that if you're using it for a new purpose.